It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Sharon Moen joins us in the studios this morning. C. Grant is, you guys are so hip.
We try.
You guys are so, I mean, not only do you do the social media, you're doing a Facebook Live event. So I'm kind of impressed.
We did.
I'm kind of impressed. So tell us about how that worked. This has to do with water quality challenges and trying to find solutions. Is this part of the really, I think, fascinating idea of crowdsourcing and looking for information that way?
Yes, it's not just us. We were inspired by Governor Dayton's 25 by 25 Minnesota initiative, which is a plan, or he has the goal of improving the state's water quality by 25% by the year 2025. And so there were 10 town halls held throughout Minnesota. The closest one to us here was in Ely. But some of my colleagues at the University of Minnesota who study Lake Superior and the North Shore streams felt that without the voice of our linear shoreline, so we have about 15 miles deep and a span of 167 miles long, without that voice in the governor's final report, a big chunk of the state's water would be missing. So, because Lake Superior,
hard to miss. You know, I mean, as you look at a map of the state, it's kind of hard to miss this huge, big puddle.
But if you look at the map of the state, it often doesn't include Lake Superior.
Well, we know where
so
it is.
So we know it does.
We know where it is. We know. See, all that over there, that's all lake. We so pointed that.
Minnesota has 8% of the surface water of Lake Superior and 18% of its volume. And so if we're going... If we're thinking about water quality, even letting that bit of water degrade by 1% would negate anything else the governor might do throughout the state. So it felt really important to hold this event,
oh,
but it was
absolutely.
Hard to find a physical location.
Right.
And that's
so
what
you said, yeah. Facebook Live. So in
right.
so for those of us who have not dared push that button on their phones.
It is fascinating.
What? How does it work?
Oh, it's fascinating. So you push your Facebook Live button, and then you can go live and start talking to people. Like we could be doing Facebook Live.
We could be Facebooking live this very interview.
Right. So you could also hear us, but you could also see us, which maybe or may not be what you want to do today.
Radio is what we want to go for. Yeah,
the radio is good.
You look like a million bucks.
I tried to put myself together.
But you're very put together. But me, I think that radio is my métier. That's my thought. But anyway, so how did it work? Who was all involved in this Facebook Live event?
Well, we had three presenters, Dr. John Downing, he's the director of the Minnesota Sea Grant Program, and Dr. Bob Sterner, who is the director of the Large Lakes Observatory, and Dr. Lucinda Johnson, who heads up the water and environment facet of the Natural Resources Research Institute. So they were on board. A couple of us were in the background running interference on questions and posing the questions and doing the technical aspects. But the people who were engaged, we had over 350 people who had tapped into this video at some point during it, and over 20 people engaged in a conversation. So they were talking and people were writing questions, much like you would do in a Facebook page.
Sure.
So we were commenting and asking questions, and then the speakers addressed the questions as best they could.
And was the idea then that the folks that were meeting in Ely were watching this somehow? I mean, did they sort of stop what they were doing and watch this, or did they have the option to go back and watch it later?
Some people were watching it live. That's
okay.
The Facebook Live part. But
right.
It's up there now on our website. On our Facebook page,
okay,
where people can tap in now, watch it, and comment. And I will say to your listeners out there, there's only a day left to make comments to the governor. So if you have water quality concerns or comments, so there's a form on the Minnesota Environmental Quality Board's website that you should tap into, fill out, And these comments will go into the governor's final report, which they're hoping to get out this winter.
And we are going to get a link set up so that it'll be easy for folks to find these various things so they can go back and they can watch the video presentation and they
Excellent.
Can get their comments in, especially since there's a deadline
Right, there's
looming
a day.
There,
you have, so. Like, by the close of, I think it's by midnight tomorrow night, but you might check that out. It could be that by close of business that these comments are due to the governor.
All right. So we'll make sure that we get that taken care
right.
of.
Mm-hmm.
So from a purely technical and this is our job and this is a way we get out what we're doing here perspective with Sea Grant, what did you think about the whole Facebook Live thing? Is this a good way of reaching people? Is this a, or was it? Yeah, it was nice, but it was kind of gimmicky. Or what was your sense?
I think this is an excellent way to speak to a particular audience. You know, communication's changing so much that there's nothing like a face-to-face conversation. Or radio talk shows.
Well,
I mean, that's
yeah.
one of the things that we considered is trying to, like, do a call-in event with KMD and WTIP up the shore. But this is an interesting new way. Facebook Live has only been around since 2016. It's the first time we have ever done it. You're certainly going to lose a segment of the populace who doesn't have internet connection or doesn't
right.
care to engage that
way. Do
the way.
Facebook thing.
But given the resources it takes to hold a public event, you know, you have to rent a space, you have to commit staff time to driving. Like, we considered holding the event.
You have to have food.
Yeah, we have to have food. So there's so many expenses associated with a face-to-face meeting and a lot more time involved. I mean, it did take us some time to figure out how to use Facebook
right.
Live. But now that we know, wow, what a way to engage with an audience. We like I said, already it has an audience of about 2,000 people who have seen it, had access to it, and about 400 have watched parts of it.
Well, it does allow people, you know, to check in and check out or come
mm-hmm.
back to it in a way, obviously, that a live event wouldn't. And
right.
maybe you're traveling for business that day and you're in Crookston or something. Well, you
right.
could still be a part of it. You could still watch and take part and register comments.
And we're still taking comments and fielding questions. So we're still actively pursuing the conversation.
And engaging with
yeah.
folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a brave new world.
It is. It was pretty exciting.
It's kind of exciting. It really is. There are some challenges. You know, there's people with a face for radio that need to, you know, maybe make some changes. But otherwise, it's really exciting. Sharon, uh-huh. it's always so good to talk to you.
Thanks.
We're talking again in January.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I have some
yeah, we
things
gotta,
to talk about.
We got to talk about penguins in January. So we've got that coming up. But thanks so much for coming into our studios this morning. It's always fun to see you.
My pleasure.
Sharon Moen with Sea Grant, our guest this morning. She's not Facebook Live at the moment. She's just live right here at KUMD. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.